I'd like to thank the Reverend McClung for, first of all, for the invitation to be here tonight to participate in this service, and also the warm words of welcome. And I want to say how much I've enjoyed being here thus far, listening to the girls and boys participate in the service. Now we're turning to the Gospel according to John and to the 6th chapter. I'm going to read some verses. It's a well-known story of a miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ performed on an occasion. Beginning to read at the 5th verse, John chapter 6 and verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. We'll end our reading in that verse. And we'll keep the Word of God open at that place, let each one of us bow reverently in prayer and ask the Lord to speak to us through His Word tonight. Father in heaven, we do thank Thee for this special occasion, for our school here. Thank Thee for all the work and for all involved and for those in the leadership of it. We pray that Thou will bless them, bless the children, bless the homes from which they have come, the administrator, the principal, the staff, the helpers, the management committee, and grant that Thy hand of blessing would be upon this school in the times to come. We thank Thee for Thy holy word. We ask Thy blessing upon the public reading of it. And now as we come to the message, grant the power of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the word of God here tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. In these words that we have read from John chapter 6, verses 5 to 14, we have the well-known story. In fact, each gospel narrative gives us an account of it. It's the story of the Lord Jesus feeding 5,000 men, we are told. And there would have been women and children there, no doubt. And they were fed miraculously by the Savior with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. There are quite a number of important lessons from this particular miracle and the account of it. But there's just one that I want to bring before us tonight. And that is the lesson of availability. Being available to the Lord Jesus Christ to do His will, and to make ourselves open to Him, that He might call upon us at any time, and that we might be ready to serve Him as He requires. This truth of availability comes out very clearly in the first part of the 9th verse. There is a lad here. Just finish the rest of the verse. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? It was asked. But the point is, there is a lad here. Now as we look at this very important of matter of availability, not only concerning boys and girls, but adults as well. To every one of us, I want you to notice several things about it. First of all, the period in which it occurred. First thing I'll say is that it occurred whenever there was a huge and a massive and a gigantic need. The need was that there were so many people. Some people have guesstimated the numbers of people. Some have put it at a modest number of about 10,000 people. Well, we don't know just how accurate that would be, but there were at least 5,000 men. And I suppose people have speculated that if there was such a crowd, and if there's a wee fella here that comes to the fore in the narrative, even though his name is not given, then there must have been quite a large number of people in addition to the 5,000. Try to imagine the scene. If you take the four gospel narratives concerning this, Matthew, Mark, Luke, as well as John, you'll find that the Lord Jesus Christ had compassion upon the people. That is mentioned in Matthew's account of this. And we are told that it was wearing on toward evening time. Another one says, the day was far spent. And hunger was beginning to lay hold upon the people. And there was not much prospect, according to the disciples at any rate, of them finding any places about where they might purchase something to eat. And given the fact that it was wearing on toward night, there may not have been too many establishments that would have sold bread, would have been open at that particular time. So there was a huge difficulty here and a huge need for the people. Hunger is something that we know very little about in this land. Thankfully, we know it to a degree, and that's a healthy sign that we do hunger, that we have an appetite. But I'll put it to girls and boys, if they're playing their games or if they're working hard at something, and they know that tea time's wearing on or lunch time's wearing on, if they were to go without the meal, they would feel it pinching them. So to a degree, we know a little about what hunger is like. And the same goes for adults as well. And unless there is serious eating and digestive complications, we do not know very much about hunger. But we can know about it in the spiritual realm. In fact, this is a mark of blessing. One of the Beatitudes says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And the Lord Jesus Christ deals with that matter of spiritual hunger in this particular chapter. If you read on down the chapter in John chapter 6, you'll find he makes reference to the bread of life. And it's not ordinary, literal bread that we would think about, that we would eat each day or that we could purchase in the shops. So we read in verse 32 of John chapter 6, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. And oh, that there was such a hunger and a thirst, as what the Lord is referring to here, where men and women and girls and boys will long after the Lord Jesus Christ and experience his mighty and marvelous salvation. So that's whenever the need arose. And we've seen something of the nature of the need. And also we've looked at the magnitude of the need. Now the point is, this young fellow, whoever he was, his name's not even given, at that particular juncture in the history, made himself available. And I would want to say it tonight to every one of us. Since a vast number of people were going to benefit from this young lad's availability, I would ask that each of us would make ourselves available to the Lord Jesus Christ to the alleviating of any kind of need that our fellow man or our friends or even our enemies may be suffering, in addition to bringing the resources of the gospel message to all and sundry that we can. Availability, so important. But I want you to notice in the second place, not only the period in which this availability occurred, but I want you to know the person from whom it appeared. The source of it we've already noticed. It was a lad here, and he had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Well, let me say, first of all, this was a most unlikely source. A lad here, just a boy. Andrew made that discovery, whether the young fellow took the initiative, saw that the needs were vast, and he offered what he had, his substance, his possession, to Andrew. Or if Andrew spotted him with the little meal that he had, we just don't know. But at any rate, it was made available by the young fellow himself. It did not come from an apostle. It did not come from any of these 5,000 men that are referred to, but it came from this young fellow. And let me say, there is great potential in this school and among these young people tonight, because who knows, there may be a D.L. Moody, a George Whitfield, an Isaac Watts about whom you've been thinking tonight and singing several of his hymns, a C.H. Spurgeon, a George Whitfield, who knows, maybe a Hudson Taylor or some great missionary that has been used of God in a mighty way. We cannot tell. But if you would only make yourselves available to the Lord Jesus Christ, girls and boys, the Lord can even use you as you are now. David was only a youth. He was keeping his father's sheep when his older brothers were in Saul's army. And on one occasion, whenever Jesse, the father of these boys, said to David, he said, David, go and take these eatables to your brothers. And whenever David came on the scene, he heard a large featured man. He was the giant called Goliath, mouthing his profanities and blasphemies against God and seeking to intimidate the armies of Israel. And he was making a good job of intimidating the armies of Israel. David couldn't brook it at all. And he said, is nothing being done about this situation? Is there not a cause? And word got to Saul that here's a young fellow, seems to be brash, but he's wanting to do something about the situation. So Saul sent for him. And David said, let not any man's heart fear. I'll go and take this fellow on. And Saul said, well, listen, he's a man of war from his youth, and you're only a youth now as it is. But many of us know, if not all of us here know, that this youth was mighty in the hands of God. Samuel was much younger than David. He was just a lad. He was just a child. Whenever God revealed himself to Samuel in the night hours and let him know what he was going to do to Eli and his house by way of judgment, just a boy. The Apostle Paul had a nephew. We don't even know his name. But this nephew, he's called the young man by Paul. This young man heard of a conspiracy by more than 40 Jewish men that they were going to find some plan to get Paul brought before the Jewish council again, so that when he was on his way down, they were going to set upon him and take his life. And the young fellow told his uncle Paul, and Paul got a hold of a centurion and said, get word to someone in authority here and let him know about this conspiracy. And it was that young fellow, his name's not even given, just like the young lad here in John 6, that God used in a most significant and singular way. You remember whenever the Lord Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem just a few days before he was crucified? There were young children in the temple that witnessed the great things the Lord Jesus was doing just when he came into the city on that particular time. And they began to shout out, "Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." And the Jewish leader says, "Why don't you rebuke those children speaking of you like that?" And the Lord Jesus said, "Have you not read that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings the Lord has perfected praise and ordained strength?" Just suckling children, just babes, and God can get great glory for his name from them. And you remember what Paul wrote to Timothy, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And whenever Jeremiah was being called to the prophetic ministry and was demurring a little bit, giving reasons why he wasn't fitted for the task by saying, "I'm but a child," he thought that was an objection that would excuse him. He was a child in his own estimation, but God had a mighty work for him to do. And I want to say to you tonight, my dear friend, that even though you might be viewed as unlikely of any great use to the Lord, you make yourself available to the Lord. And I'm not just speaking to girls and boys or of girls and boys now, but I'm talking to the whole audience, the whole congregation. No matter how old you are in life, there's a work for Jesus that you can still do. That's why we're here. We're not brought home to heaven yet. It was not only an unlikely source, but it was an unpromising source. Loaves and fishes. Now remember what Philip said. The Lord Jesus Christ ran a wee test on Philip. And did you notice whenever we started the reading up there in one of the verses that the Savior said in verse 5, Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He saith unto Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" There's a question for Philip. Now, Philip does a bit of calculating. He did not know that the Lord was just testing him, just proving him, verse 6 tells us. For he himself knew what he would do. So here's Philip's answer in the 7th verse. 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little, not even to satisfy them, but just get a little to tide them over till they got home. You say, £2 of bread, 200 pennies, £2. Oh no, not in Bible days, my dear friend. A penny a day was what a working man got for a wage. And what Philip was calculating was that 200 days pay for a working man, over half a year's wages, wouldn't be enough to give everybody who's here today just a little. So Philip wasn't too convinced that that would do the job. He says, "What did they among so many," did Andrew say. Andrew, come on, he says, "Look, I've got 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. There's a young fellow here who's offering this. But what are they among so many? Barley loaves and 2 small fishes, 200 penny worth of bread, and it wasn't equal by any means to the task, to the need, in the eyes of every one of them there, except the Lord Jesus Christ." So, even though it may be an unpromising source, you may think, "I don't have any great gifts or talents or abilities." I think, with all due respect, that you're not the best judge of that. I think the Lord Jesus Christ is. And if you just leave yourself at His disposal, make yourself available to Him, there's no telling what God can use you to do the way this young fellow was available to Him in that particular time. So think well of this, my brother and sister in the Lord tonight, young people included. Let us leave ourselves open to the Savior. So we've seen the period in which this availability occurred when there was a great need. We have seen the person through whom it appeared. I want you to notice, thirdly,
And lastly,
the provision with which it was associated. Notice the verses again. Verse 10. When the Lord Jesus heard about these loaves and fishes, of course he knew all about it already, but when he heard from Andrew, and Andrew says, "What are these among so many?" The Lord Jesus gave the instruction, "Make the men sit down." Now, here's calmness just coming to the fore. 5,000 men, apart from whoever else was there. "Make them sit down." Then he said, or he did something. There was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000, and Jesus took the loaves. He's taken them out of the hands of the young fellow. The young fellow's handed them over to the Savior. And the Savior does something with them. And what an example this is to every one of us. Verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he did not forget to give thanks for the food that day. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, small, but he didn't forget to give thanks. What an exemplar he is. And let's us not forget either to thank the Lord. The Word of God says, in everything, give thanks. And then he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes. Now, it's important to notice 2 things with regard to this provision. That's the action that prompted it. We've already seen something of that. The young fella gave what he had, everything he had that was for himself that day, he handed it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Savior, and by the way, notice the order with which the Lord approached this particular matter. Made the men sit down, he received what was made available, he offered the prayer of thanksgiving. I remember reading one time of a certain man. He came from the rural areas, and he came into town to do some business, and he happened to go into a restaurant, and he gave thanks for the food. He bowed his head in the restaurant and gave thanks for the food. And there was loud guffaws, people laughing at him. And then whenever he had finished his meal and was walking out, one of them said, "Are they all like that in your place?" He says, "No." He says, "The pigs are not like that." What he meant was that everybody gave thanks for the food where he came from, except the pigs. So you can see the way the arrow was going home to their consciences. So the Lord then distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples distributed it to the men. All action at the stage. But notice the adequacy. Notice verse 11 again. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sent down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Just whatever they could eat. Any amount. It really was a sit-down meal for them that day. And then we read in verse 12, when they were filled. Now you remember what Philip said. He said 200 penny worth of bread wouldn't suffice, that every one of them received a little. Now we're reading, they're filled. Andrew says, "What are these loaves and fishes among so many?" And now they are filled. But not only are they filled, notice that there were 12 basketfuls over. Verse 12, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. My dear friend, if you and I include myself in this, make ourselves available to the Lord, what adequacy the Lord can provide to others through our total consecration and surrender to Him, even in the little things of life. How about your availability tonight? Remember whenever the Apostle Paul, he was called Saul at this particular time, was on his way to Damascus to heal the believers to prison. God mightily intervened. The Lord Jesus intervened in his life. And he revealed himself to the Apostle as he became. And in the course of the exchange of conversation, Saul said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? At that stage, the one whom he had persecuted and resisted for so long, he was leaving himself open to the Lord, making himself available to the Savior. Whenever Isaiah, in the year that King Uzziah died, had that remarkable vision and heard the Lord say, the Godhead speaking, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah immediately spoke out, here am I, Lord, send me. He was making himself available. And there's a remarkable place in 2 Samuel chapter 15 where there was a rebellion in place. Abner had stolen the hearts of the children of Israel. They had rebelled against his father. And things looked pretty bleak for David. Very, very serious and grave. But David had men that were loyal to him, even though they appeared to be outnumbered. And let me read to you what these men said whenever this rebellion was getting underway. I'm reading from 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 15. And the king's servants said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. They may have been outnumbered, but they were making themselves available to the king as he was going into exile, he thought. And then, further on down this chapter, there was a man called Ittai, a man who seems to have been of Philistine extraction. And we read in verse 19, then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return now, and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. That was most honourable of David. But look at the response of this Ittai the Gittite. Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. Availability. Let me finish with this. Many, many years ago, there was a gospel campaign on a big scale in one of the cities in England. And there was a lady came out in the appeal that was made to trust Christ as Savior. And she was being counseled by one of the workers, but she could not really grasp the plan of salvation. But the counselor realized the woman was most sincere and took details of her name and address and found that she lived quite a bit away from where the mission had been taking place. He said he would write to her if she was happy with that, and she said, by all means. So within a short time after the campaign was over, he wrote to this lady, and this lady opened the letter, and the counselor had taken a lot of time to explain the gospel message, and the light of God's truth broke in that woman, and she got marvelously converted reading that letter with the gospel instruction in it. Oh, she rejoiced in that. And then after a very short time, maybe a day or two, she says, I want the Lord to have every part of me and I want to do something for him. And she began to make herself available to the Lord. And then she said, what would the Lord want me to do that I could be of service to him? And she thought, she was very popular among her friends. And she had 10 particular women like herself that she always kept company with and socialized with. She says, I know what I'll do. I'll visit each one of them. And I'll read the letter to them and tell how this letter came to be with me and how I went to the mission and just couldn't see the truth of the gospel then. And I'll try and witness to them about becoming Christians as well. She sought the Lord's help and she sought the Lord's grace and the Lord's courage and the Lord's power. And do you know that within a week she went round those 10 friends and spoke to every one of them. And the 10 friends, each one of them, trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior too. Tremendous. because one woman made herself available to the Lord after she became a child of God. Remember these words tonight, ladies and gentlemen and young people. There is a lad here with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. And the Lord Jesus said, bring them to me. And he took them and he used them. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, we thank thee for thy word and for the availability of this young lad, which is such an example to us. And we pray tonight that thou wilt make us available to thee, not just tonight, but all our lives, and be pleased to use us for thy glory, to alleviate the needs of others, in some ways, particularly the greatest need of all, in bringing the gospel message of Christ and his glorious salvation to them. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.